Hey everybody, I am here with the one and only Sarah Dici.
Hey guys, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on my station. This is super exciting. So here's the thing. You're going to be the first person that I've even told this idea to. I've had this idea for the series that I want to start on Anchor about basically me having conversations with people about things from the 90s.
Oh my goodness. Well, I was born in 1994. So
that's amazing.
I might not be the best person to start this.
I still think you probably... I'm going to try to think of something late 90s maybe that you could relate to.
Yes.
A lot of the things that I think are perceived as 90s are actually things that lasted well into the 2000s, right? So we'll try to find something good because I have an idea for what to start off with. But basically the idea was, did you ever watch that I think it was on VH1, I Love the 90s, that thing. They also did like I Love the 70s and 80s.
But my brain automatically goes to all of the classic Nickelodeon shows. When I think like early O's,
All That is definitely 90s.
Is it 90s? Okay, because I love All That.
Okay, so good. I think we're going to start off with Nickelodeon. But basically, the premise of the show is I'm going to talk to people one-on-one about things from the 90s. I'll come with an idea, or they'll come with an idea. Just came with Nickelodeon. I'm going to wrap up this segment. But after we talk about this, I also want your input on what I should call this thing.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. But first, let's talk about Nickelodeon. All right, so let's talk about Nickelodeon. My thinking on Nickelodeon is on days when I was sick, I used to stay home from school and watch Nick Jr.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You remember Face?
Wait, what is Face?
Face is like between the shows, you would have like the guy who would host Nick Jr., but it was literally just a face. It's really creepy. If you Google Nick Jr. face, it's like a face. And it's very scary.
I'm telling you, some of the old school television is actually kind of creepy. And I remember watching, one of my favorite shows was The Amanda Show. Did you watch that?
Is that Amanda Bynes?
It was Amanda
I think Bynes. That was after my time.
Okay. And the segments on there, they were so funny during the time, but when you watch them as an adult, you're just like, what even am I watching? It's crazy. It really is crazy.
What was the premise of that show? Was that like a sketch?
It was like a variety show. So it's crazy because you had, you know, Amanda Bynes and Drake Bell would have a segment where he would dress up as a hillbilly and she would say knock knock jokes to him. And every time the knock knock joke's purpose was for him to hit himself in the head with whatever prop he had. So it was like knock knock, who's there? A fish who? I'm gonna knock myself in the head with this fish. And then he did it, and that was the entire sketch.
But at the time, you were probably very entertained, right?
Yes, yeah. And then you had Kenan and Kel and Orange Soda. Oh my gosh.
Kenan and Kel was great. I can't remember, was it All That or Kenan and Kel? Good Burger originated somewhere.
Good Burger, yes. But Kenan and Kel...
Because they were on All That, weren't they?
On All That, and their Orange Soda, that I do, like, do you love Orange Soda?
I do.
That was in All That, but did Good Burger, did that come after All That?
You know, I'm fuzzy on the Kenan and Kel timeline.
I think it was, though, because it was like, there's something here, let's expand on it.
It's sort of like Wayne's World. Did you know that Wayne's World originated as an SNL skit?
Really?
Yeah, it was like Wayne and Garth on SNL. They did a bunch of skits, and then they decided to spin it off into a movie.
Crazy. Yeah, I didn't realize how many, honestly, like variety shows that Nickelodeon had at one point. And when I grew up and realized, oh, it's basically an SNL for a younger audience. It's crazy. It really is. That's what The Amanda Show was.
What was the, there was another show that like everybody loved where they would drop green stuff on people.
What
was that show called?
I mean, slime was everywhere. They incorporated slime in a lot of different shows, but...
You know what I'm talking about. There was a show,
Was it the Hidden Temple thing with, like, the obstacle course?
Legends of the Hidden Temple, but that was not a slime show.
Okay.
I'm gonna feel so stupid.
No, I feel you, though. When I think Nickelodeon, I just think slime.
They put that everywhere.
Everywhere. And fun fact, when I went to Disney World for the first time, my parents knocked it out of the ballpark. Not only did we go to Disney World, but we also stayed at the Nickelodeon Hotel outside Disney World. So when we weren't at Disney World, we were getting slimed at the pool. How epic is that?
So it's like a terrible, non-relaxing pool experience.
It was terrible for the parents, but as kids, it was like Nickelodeon and Disney and slime. It was amazing.
All right. Well, let's try to think of a name. All right, right, so I'm going to have this segment where I talk to people on a regular basis about the 90s, right? Two names have come to mind, but I don't think I love either of them. One of them is 90s So 90s.
Okay.
Like 90s space So space 90s. Mm-hmm. The second one is something related to the 90s being a number, 90s, and also 2020, because hindsight is 2020, and in hindsight, the 90s were really stupid.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know how to make that succinct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just thinking about it. The word 90s is very hard to gel with other words.
It is a hard word, yeah.
I mean, it's anchor. You can do what you want. Maybe just something like the 90s is so boring, but maybe taking that and just adding one word at the end of it or something, like... Or literally, the 90s were stupid.
Or if 90s doesn't even flow, what about just like stupid decade?
Yeah, or something with decade. I like the word decade.
Decade is a good word. Dumb decade.
The dumb decade. The dumb decade.
You think that might offend people?
Maybe.
There might be 90s Maybe. Enthusiasts out
well,
there.
Well, honestly, everyone's obsessed with the 90s and they romanticize it so much. Maybe it would be refreshing to look at the 90s with a different lens.
So you think I should call this the dumb decade?
Maybe.
Or just dumb decade?
Dumb decade, I think, sounds good.
It kind of flows.
It kind of flows.
Okay.
Dumb decade. You heard it here first.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.